My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is after 12:20, and you know what that means. It is time for the Lunchtime Confessions on In the Loop. It is where we let them hang a little bit lower. Sometimes it's about sports, sometimes it ain't. But this is where it goes down and we confess our sins. OG John Lopez, start us off. Watch this. These
are my confessions. All right, this is a non-sports one right off the top, because I know maybe some of our listeners maybe didn't hear this. Figgy, I know you have it. So this is a true you gotta be effing kidding me moment. All right, so we all know what happened with Hurricane Beryl and the power outages in 8, 9, 10 days, if not more, and all that. So someone from CenterPoint went up in front of, I think it was a congressional panel or whatever, and was asked this question, and listened to the answer.
And are you planning to go to the PUC?
He still gets reimbursed.
But on this storm and ask for a rate increase?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's clear anymore.
Yes, we would intend to propose for recovery of the costs associated with this restoration.
All right, that's enough, Figgy, because they actually asked him again, can you say that again? So you guys were incompetent. You guys screwed up again, the grid and power and all that. And who's going to pay for it? Oh, yeah, we're going to have a rate increase. We're going to have a rate increase. Dude, you got to be kidding me.
I feel bad for their workers, for their linemen who were having to deal with the wrath of the public during this recovery process from Hurricane Beryl. Like, I don't think they deserved what they were getting out there in the streets. It got violent a couple of times and was a little bit dicey. I didn't think that was fair. But I got to be honest, man. Mm-hmm. This is the type of stuff that'll do it. You want to protect your people, CenterPoint. You want to keep madmen off your people in the streets when they're out there trying to help the community or trying to just simply do their jobs. Stop being bleeps like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know which part of that cuss word I could say, so I bleeped the whole thing. Bleep the whole thing just to be safe, because I want to be invited back tomorrow. But, like, this is awful. On top of the fact, Lopez,
dude,
before this, earlier in that hearing, and we've actually known this, but there is a state lawmaker that wants to push legislation that will require them to pay back the $800 million that they wasted on those generators that did not get used. They wasted $800 million on generators that did not get used or help a single soul in our community, and then they want to tell you that they're going to charge you for the devastation.
Figgy, he's looking you right in the face. He's looking you right in the face, Figgy, and saying, we were incompetent. We didn't plan for it. We should have planned for it 20 years ago. We didn't do that, even though we said we did. You were without power for up to 10, 11 days, whatever it was. And, oh, by the way, we're going to go ahead and raise the rate so you can pay for it.
That's crazy, man. It's a little slimy to me, man.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. They can kiss this.
Yeah.
For sure. I was really finna mess up with the FCC. Got me going. These are my confessions. Hey, Figgy, this one is a little bit lighter, man. Lopez and got my blood boiling just thinking about this. I was mad yesterday about the $800 million they spent on the generators. Now they talking about they want everybody to foot the bill. I shouldn't be surprised by that. But you done got me worked up all over again. How about this one, though, Figgy? It hit me in the parking lot as I was pulling up to practice today. It hit me all of a sudden. Obviously, I know the contracts out here. I know that the people out here on the field, coaches and players alike, a lot of them are doing well financially.
Yeah, there they are.
It pays well to be in the NFL. I know this, all right? This is not something new to me. But as I was walking in the parking lot, I saw a young lady where it occurred to me. Oh, I'm definitely in the presence of millionaires. It was one of those, and everybody's gone now, so I feel really comfortable saying this now. With all due respect, it was one of those where it was like, oh, this woman is clearly only in the millionaire market. Like, you have to make a certain amount of money to date this woman.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's perfectly shaped. Like, you could have drawn her. Like, honestly, it would have been like she was almost cartoonish with how perfect she was. Like, shape, body, and then on top of that, the clothes were tight and matched the skin tone. And I'm talking about, like, I'm not even just to, like, marvel at it. She was perfect, Lopez.
Yeah.
She was perfect. And so I thought, oh, that belongs to somebody with guaranteed money in their contract.
It's funny how that works out.
Well, you know what I'm saying, because you go places and you see beautiful women all the time, but this was one of those rare ones where you're like, oh, you're out of a different
type of them when you see them.
Different multiverse.
Yeah.
Different multiverse of fine this one was.
No, sure. I know exactly what you're talking about, because it's funny, when I was there, and you know how they let the family in at the end.
Yeah.
This was when the fans was there and they let the family in. I started seeing all type of girl. I'm like, whoop, you got a BBL. Whoop, you got a BBL. Whoop, you got. And all of them was going up hugging a player.
I'm like, all right. And to be clear, this BBL looked nice. It looked proportionate to the body. It looks like money well spent.
No, see, that's the thing. The chicks that's coming up to these practices, their BBLs are legit. Like, they look good. They ain't the ones that's out here, you know, buying service
hard
or something like that.
Yeah, trying too hard.
There's legit. I'm like, okay. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Okay, bro, I see you.
these are the caliber women. Ain't finna be coming out here with no raggedy BBL.
No.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No,
only the top notch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Alright, so Snoop Dogg been making the rounds at the Paris Olympics, and he was shown recently with Billie Jean King, tennis legend, and a lot of people was just like, wow, never would have thought to see these two together.
Are they friends?
What'd you say?
I thought they were friends.
Yeah.
They knew each other.
Yeah, but they was pretty much sitting watching the same tennis match together. And so the camera showed both of them. So everybody's like, oh, I never would have thought to see these two together. Man, I got to confess, man, we got to stop doing this with Snoop, man. Snoop is probably the most famous person on earth at this point, man. It is not weird to see him with a white person. It is not weird to see him in a whole different sport or music genre.
Yeah, any environment.
Yeah, like this is not Snoop in 1995 on death row fighting a murder charge, man. Like Snoop is out there. He is with all type of people. He is pretty much diverse. So I don't understand how people just make a big deal whenever they see Snoop with somebody, man. Like, I get we kind of made the same jokes when he was with Martha Stewart and all that, but
yeah,
now it's nothing to look at, man. Like, Snoop is out and about, and he's cool with every single person, and every single person knows Snoop.
See, two things on this. All right, you and I are old enough to remember when that wasn't the case. All right, so we remember, you know, vaguely, but remember at least a little bit old enough to remember 1995 with the fact that he was, you know, you had the murder case. But also think about people older than us that can remember when this would have been unfathomable. This would have been out of the realm. And so it is still shocking. But I agree with you. He has long since crossed over into the mainstream. I think especially, too, after weed was legalized, there was like, you know, he had been past the murder case. Now the weed is legalized. And now he's kind of just that fun, lovable figure. But I'll say this. I don't know if you saw this, Figgy. You saw that picture with Snoop and Stabler from SVU.
I did.
Hey, Snoop is holding up a gang sign. He is straight up holding up Crip in the photo with arguably the
most famous
symbol,
cop.
the one of the more famous fictional symbols for police brutality and Kenny Stabler.
Yeah.
That darn
Elliot.
Jerk.
Elliot.
Yeah. Elliot. Yeah. Or my bad. What was I calling him?
Kenny.
Yeah, my bad. Elliot. Yeah, Elliot. Hey, I watched the show. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
You want a little Snoop Dogg and Billie Jean King trivia?
Yeah, sure.
What? They went to the same high school.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Long Beach, I think, somewhere in Long Beach.
Well, see, I knew I'd seen them together before somewhere, though.
They went to the same high school.
That is not the first time I feel like I've seen them in public.
Yeah, but I'm just tired of everybody be like, oh, wow, these two together.
He can go with anybody. Presidents, everything.
Dude, everybody knows Snoop Dogg at this point, man. He's like the go-to rap person everybody that's not familiar with rap can name.
Hey, Billie Jean, she might be a little bit more down than y'all realize.
Yeah, they didn't go together.
No. I'm just saying, though, if she's from them neck of the woods, she might crip walk. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. I'd like to see it happen.
I wonder if she crip walks.
All right, Figgy. Watch this. These are my confessions. Two confessions in one. I'm out on Dana Brown. I'm out on him. It may
it's
work
a no for you, dog.
It may work.
You was out on James Click too, man.
Well, here's the thing.
We miss him now.
This is the second confession. Thank you, Figgy. I'm kind of happy for James Click. James Click is a vice president for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was integral. In fact, under his watch, he drafted Will Wagner, drafted Joey Loperfido, and now, as a VP for the Toronto Blue Jays, he's fleeced the team that did him wrong.
So drafted those two dudes and then also got back the first guy that Dana Brown drafted to actually hit the big leagues in Jake Bloss.
Yeah.
So, like, he got his own guys back. He got one of yours.
He's laughing his ass off.
Oh, man, he's got to be. And I'm
laughing his ass
off. I'm glad you mentioned that, Lopez, because I, for one, am happy for James Click because I thought he got done wrong. I thought he did a fairly decent job and did not deserve the way that things ended, especially coming off a World Series. I thought that was Bush League.
Yeah.
And you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow.
Yeah, I mean, we can say it now. They treated him like crap, man.
Yeah, they did.
Look, they won a World Series, and they wouldn't even renew his contract, man. You couldn't even renew his contract for one more year. Like, I get you might have had questions about him, but that was the issue.
They did. They only offered him the 1 year. And that was the part that was insulting, was like, hey, man, I've proven myself. I just helped engineer a World Series roster. I deserve more than 1 year. And he's absolutely right about that. Like, they gave him they insulted him with that 1 year offer. I said it at the time that it was curious and that it was odd and that I was worried about the direction that they were headed in. And then what happened after that?
Yeah.
Rafael Montero for $11.5 million a year.
He's laughing his ass off.
Jose Abreu, the ghost of Jose Abreu. I mean, like, and then we see this trade. It just,
Shout out to your boy Lopez. He made all those moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Let me get this one in before
we go. My
boy.
Watch this. These
are my confessions. I was annoyed by people acting like the Astros gave up, like, Willie Mays or Hank Aaron or the second coming of Babe Ruth or somebody like that. Like, I agree that this trade is underwhelming. I don't feel like I would have made this trade as much as I understand that they needed a starter on the back end. This Kikuchi just don't do it for me. I'm just going to tell you that. Kikuchi doesn't do it for me. Doesn't quite tickle my fancy.
Speak for yourself.
But well, I'm talking about this specific Kikuchi. Okay. Now, maybe they could have found a different Kikuchi that would have worked.
Yeah.
This one in particular that they got does not do it for me. But I ain't finna just sit up here and act like Jake Bloss is Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Or that Joey Loperfido is Kyle Tucker. Or that Will Wagner is anything other than Billy Wagner's son at this point, from what I can tell. Now they could prove me wrong. One of those cats could end up being Teoscar Hernandez, right, and be the one that got away. But I was a little bit annoyed with acting like, oh, my God, this over-romanticization of the players that are here, and we fall in love with guys that we watch play every night, and so we over-evaluate or overvalue how good they are. They did not get – like, this was a trade full of a bunch of
I'm just mad that they got fleeced. Like,
they did get fleeced.
He panicked and they got fleeced. Forget what you think those guys are going to be.
They did get fleeced, 100%. Those are the Lunchtime Confessions. He's John Lopez. I'm Brandon Scott. Figgy Fig is holding it down for us at the studio. And coming up next, let's hear from John Metchie, Texas wide receiver. That's next on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.